Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's so good to see you again. Get on this train. Let's ride. I got another story for you today. Today was election day. It's Tuesday. Election day is always on a Tuesday. I'm not sure why. The government decides these things. They say when and where we vote. I went to vote. I went to cast my ballot. Casting your ballot means the same thing as voting. The place where I voted was the school where I work. I work at an elementary school in town. It's in Haytown. That's where I live. So the first thing I thought when I went to vote was, who is going to clean up this mess? You see, it's my job to clean up the school, but nobody told me anything about cleaning up after the election. I wondered if I would have to clean it all up the next day. There was a line. I mean a line to wait in for voting. In the United Kingdom, they say queue and queue up. Nobody says that here. We say get in line or wait in line. I'd like to go to the UK one day and hear them say queue up. That would be fun. But I have more important things to think about right now, like voting, and maybe having to clean up all the mess caused by the election. I wondered if things would change, if the government would change. Would schools still have janitors? Surely they would keep janitors. I didn't want to have to look for a new job. No, I thought, this school will still be here and you'll have your job, Carl. Well, when I made it to the front of the line, a very old lady looked up my name on some papers she had on the table. She gave me a piece of paper and a pen to mark it with. I said thank you and went into a little stall, like a bathroom stall, but with no toilet in it. When I thought about how there was no toilet in there, I realized that I did need to use the bathroom. But that would have to wait. Of course, it only took about 2 minutes to mark my ballot. That's what you say when you write who you want to vote for, mark your ballot. I did that and handed it to another old person working there. All the people working there were old. That's how it almost always is when you vote. Well, when that was done, I went back home. Shelby was there. It was a pretty cold day. We watched a movie together and thought about life and how the government might change. It was an old black and white movie. It was from another time. I hoped everything would be okay. The next day, I went to work half an hour early in case there was extra cleaning to do where the election had happened. But there wasn't. Everything looked perfect, just how it looked before the election. Those old people working at the election must have cleaned everything up. Well, those are some good people. You know, there are a lot of good people out there. Thanks for listening, friends. No matter what happens, I hope you don't forget that there are a lot of good people out there. And I bet you're one of them. And I hope to see you again soon on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Please do us a favor and leave a review for us if you're enjoying the program so more people can find Boxcar English. And please support the podcast at patreon.com for transcripts and activities and a live chat with me, Carl. So thanks, everybody, and we'll see you again soon on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.